So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Hello, Atlanta. My partner's voice. It's weak. It's weak, Godfather. What, were you singing karaoke last night? What were you doing?
I don't know what I was doing, but whatever it was, it affected my voice.
So we will start every hour of every show and continue to with a big hearty, hey, man. So I get to run point. I can do things. I'm smart. Let Mike run point. Send Mike to run some Mickey Mouse Casino. It's a Godfather reference. Carl's letting me run the point, but he's hanging in there today. Lots to talk about, man. Plenty more on the Hawks. Trae Young, it's official as word came down again. I had to pass the physicals and all the paperwork, but now he's up there in D.C. We'll talk about that. And we're trying to get some clarity on just who's going to be the new Falcons head coach. One thing we do know for sure, the Falcons continue to interview people. They interviewed folks from different organizations, most recent from San Francisco.
Yeah.
So they have done their due diligence. They've gotten through the Rooney Rule. And if they are going to feel comfortable moving forward with Matt Ryan as president, that news could be as early as Monday or Tuesday, Carl.
Yeah.
Or maybe sooner.
Well, look, I think you got to move fast on this. And it's not to say that they're not doing thorough interviews. Look, you sit down in a room with any of these guys, Mike, for 2 hours, it's enough. Right? You know, going in through the Sportsologist group and GRG and the search firms, you know what their file looks like. What's the word you've been using? Dossier?
Yeah.
Right? You know what this looks like. You don't need 7 hours with any of these candidates. Give me a couple of hours. Let's talk it through, and thank you for stopping in. But we got to move on this because we got to get to this head coaching thing
right
before all of these other teams start hiring head coaches. Miami hired their general manager today.
Right, and we found out today from Tony Grossi, who does radio up in Cleveland, was on Cleveland Talk Radio, the Brown station, to say that he's heard, listen to this, Harbaugh's got he's got a list of demands, $20 million to start. You want to talk to me? It's $20 million for John Harbaugh. $10 million staff for his budget, and he wants total authority over the roster. He's going to cook. He wants to pick the groceries, as Bill Parcells famously said. He also would like to select his own GM. Now, a lot of people are taking this and running with Tony Grossi as if it's gospel. So he's Browns and NFL analyst. He's been up there at 850 for years, so that's what he's heard. And a lot of folks are running with it. So if that's the case, doesn't that mean John Harbaugh's a non-starter with the Falcons?
If in fact it's true, I would tell you yes. Now, I'm disappointed in that because that's not what I want. But if Harbaugh has these specific demands, Mike, he's got the clout to pull it off. Somebody's going to cave to those demands if in fact they're true. And let me say this, like, these situations are so fluid when you talk about these interviews and how they change. It doesn't mean that the information is wrong, but what teams, is he saying that to limit or have some teams that he doesn't want to go to? Be on the outside looking in?
Right.
Meaning?
Like the Giants, because Shine is still there, who's a nitwit.
Correct. Meaning, if I'm coming, right, and there are some teams that are not willing to do this, he's putting these parameters in place, Mike, to make it more difficult for them to hire him until maybe they discuss in face-to-face and have these interviews with him.
Right. The Dolphins have hired a new GM. And he comes from the what'd you say, Day-Day? Where'd he come from earlier?
Green Bay.
Yes, that's right.
Green Bay.
And so they've got their GM because as soon as Mike McDaniel got fired, immediately there were tons of articles being written down in South Florida saying, "Well, Harbaugh's just what the Dolphins need. They got athletes. You know, they may or may not move on. Most people think they're going to move on from Tua and just eat that contract.
Yeah.
But you need culture. and McDaniel for all the great things he did offensively, they walked all over him in that locker room. And that Harbaugh brings that kind of gravitas, it brings a culture down there, but they've just signed a GM. I mentioned Joe Schein with the Giants. If you watched that in-season Hard Knocks a year ago, it was a putz. And that'd be one thing that maybe Harbaugh says, no thanks, we've got the Giants. But Jackson Dart makes them an attractive team. But is that carved in stone what's been reported? Maybe Harbaugh will work with you. And by the way, does this turn you off for Harbaugh?
No. Look, I think everything's negotiable in life. I think once you get into these situations and you find out what a team is looking for and what they're looking at, Mike, your opinions maybe sometimes change. This isn't going to be about money anyway, by the way. Harbaugh's – everybody's saying these demands, like he's going to be – getting the going rate and then some, Mike. This isn't going to be about whether a team's going to pay him. This is going to be about say-so, input, control. And some of this is going to be give and take. He's not going to get everything he wants, by the way, right? If you are, then you're probably going to the worst franchise in this whole makeup. But remember, there are only two teams that need general managers. So you're telling me that there's going to be a team that fires their general manager that needs a new head coach?
No, that's not going
to bring
happen.
In Harbaugh? That's not happening.
As it stands now, I think we are the only, right? We are the only team
now,
that has a GM.
Now that's left.
Right, so that's it. I mean, we know that Matt Ryan, presumably, maybe we get a news dump over the weekend. Maybe another press conference next week where he'll be the... Again, guys, the difference, in it is, and maybe it's semantics to some of the audience, basically, whatever Rich McKay was doing, it was too much. And this is strictly football. Okay, this is just the product on the, as Arthur said, on the grass. Mike Conte did the interview with Arthur yesterday. If you miss it, it's online at odyssey.com. But that's what we're talking about. Not worried about, you know, what's going on inside Mercedes-Benz or selling hats or hot dogs or what's going on. It's about the product on the field. And we also found out yesterday at the end of the show that Jeff Ulbrich, the Cowboys came sniffing around, and the Falcons said, thanks, but you can't talk to him. They denied that interview request, which, again, everybody who covers the Cowboys, oh, my God, these national clowns are crying in their soup over this. It's like, yeah, Jeff Ulbrich ain't going anywhere. Falcon fans very happy about that. The thing is, there's a couple of guys, you could argue that there's a bunch of guys that are in this hiring cycle that have a tie to the Shanahan tree. Robert Saleh might be the guy.
Yep.
You know, I mean, certainly Clint Kubiak's familiar with Jeff Ulbrich. Either way, it's pretty cool that we've got the defense set. So imagine just for a moment, close your eyes, not if you're driving, we hire Clint Kubiak. Ian Cunningham is in the building to interview for both the team president and presumably the GM job. The guy from Chicago is the assistant GM.
Yes.
And Matt's got familiarity with him through Ryan Poles. So what do you think about that? You like that idea? So we put Cunningham as GM. Matt sets the tone. You got an offensive genius that's going to fix Penix, or certainly get Penix's completion rate up, who runs – he runs a run-centric offense, which is perfect for Bijan.
And it's a timing offense, too. That's the other part about what he does. Look, any of those potential candidates in the mix – and, I go back to Stefanski. I'm not mad at that if that ends up happening. I know some of you might be. I'm not going to be. You talk about what you need offensively and what we currently are, you're trying to enhance that. You're not trying to change it. You don't want somebody to come in here and all of a sudden now we got, you know, two new systems, Mike, that we've got to learn. That's why I think the Jeff Ulbrich decision is smart. I really do. And again, if you're not a fan or you go, well, I don't know, this coach should have the chance to hire his own people. He will. But if the owner's saying, hey, I'm lobbying for what we have here to maintain some continuity, guys, that puts us ahead of things. It puts us ahead of schedule.
Here's the thing. Now, some of this is beyond his control, but look, I don't know why we hired Raheem Morris, a coach who was under 500 for his career, and Stefanski is 11 games under 500 for his career. Do you simply say, hey, that's a byproduct of Haslam as a terrible owner, the dysfunction. He got bad Baker Mayfield, who was kind of a punk when he was there and then finally grew up. He got the Deshaun Watson mess dropped in his lap. I mean, what do you make of it? Or do you say that he's still a tremendous offensive coach, to your point, two-time coach of the year?
No, I think he's great. Look, I've been saying this all week. I mean, you questioned it earlier in the week. People have questioned it. I think it's an unfair assessment when you look at the totality of his tenure there in Cleveland. It wasn't all bad, obviously, with the awards and how people viewed him as a head coach. The problem with Cleveland is the same problem we're having right now. They could not find a consistent quarterback that they could rely on, Mike, year in and year out. Which to me says he's even better than what he's being promoted as. All these quarterbacks coming in and out of your system, and you're still able to be two-time coach of the year during that tenure, I think it speaks to his ability to adjust. And the other part of this is Kirk Cousins, man, he worked with him. He did a really good job. I know a lot of people say it's not going to happen, and it probably isn't. But the point is, he's got some history as to how he's made guys better. I like that about Kevin Stefanski.
Right. I know that we've gone round and round about what is needed most right now. For my money, your defense, we already said that's why Olberg, if he's retained, that's okay. There's one less thing to worry about. You got the guy.
Yeah, why are you making more problems? Yeah,
that's
for yourself.
Easy. And again, we just talked about, I just saw Xavier Watts made Pro Football Focus all rookie team. James Pierce Jr., who's leading all rookies in sacks, doesn't make.
Makes no sense.
Well, that's because the Pro Football Focus analytics stuff. It's a waste of everyone's time.
Makes no sense.
With all due respect to Chris, I like Collinsworth. It was a few weeks ago on Sunday Night Football. He had a stat about receivers. And Tariqa goes, what does that even mean? So that's PFF for you. I think there's a place for analytics in the NFL, but not even remotely close to how it's used with baseball. But Xavier Watts, Pierce, Jalen Walker. Well, I think we're just still scratching the surface with Jalen Walker. You're bringing Caden Ellis potentially back. You've got Rook, you got Dorless. They did some really good things that you got to credit. Fontenot, as much as he screwed up quarterback, Fontenot got the defense right. So all that's in place. But man, it just seems like everybody is in for Clint Kubiak, and he's going to command a king's ransom.
And he should. I mean, when you're hot, you're hot. Ben Johnson didn't take the jobs the first 2 years, ended up getting the Chicago job. Bears are in the playoffs. Mikey got the one he wanted, but he still got paid. Sometimes you got to go. The problem with that is you can't wait. Like, Kubiak is a hot commodity right now. What if he comes back next year and they're not as good?
Right.
Just perception. It doesn't mean that he lost how to coach or he's not coaching the offense. But sometimes you're hot, Mike. You're the number one seed in the playoffs. You got to cash in.
It's Dukes and Bell, guys. Falcon Report in this hour of the show brought to you by Jim Ellis Kia at Town Center, Kennesaw. Just want to mention something we talked about yesterday. I kept mentioning I didn't like Arthur Blank saying that Penix is the franchise quarterback.
And I heard you say that.
And Day-Day and you guys are giving me that look like I farted in church. All I'm saying is to the same folks out there that feel I was being too hard.
You were being too hard.
I just don't know what Penix Jr. is. Now, if Arthur says he's the franchise quarterback, he's the franchise quarterback, which means you got to get a coach in here to fix him because he needs fixing. Under center, completion percentage was dreadful. Third down percentage was dreadful. Got to be better. So that's hopefully why I say Kubiak is the guy I want. Because if you're telling me that you got 3 years left of Penix and that you love that rookie deal, fix him. And maybe we catch a break and Penix Jr. is ready to go week one. Right?
Yeah.
You never know. Hey, man, we'll come back. Carl taking shots at a beloved player in this town.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hey, man, happy weekend. Dukes and Bell, about 15 minutes away. We'll talk about that amazing semifinal game last night out in the desert. And then, of course, tonight, Ducks, where are you? Seen a lot of Hoosiers around downtown Carl Dukes here at Colony Square. But at Mercedes-Benz on that fast turf, I think it's going to be Mendoza having a big day.
Yeah, Hoosiers, man. I agree.
We'll talk about that coming up. If you're just getting in the car, we've been talking about the Falcons today, the two big stories, coaching search, GM search. Eventually, we think it's Matt. It's in the present. We just talked about that. But then the Hawks, and it becomes official today that he goes up to D.C. and Trey, what's the guy's, Crispert? Crispy Buns, what's his name?
Yeah, Corey Crispy.
Him. We got him, and now it's a matter of, as we talked to Steve Koonin, how much more do we do before the trade deadline? Just real quick, before we get to the open letter that Trey put out on social media on his account, do you feel, and I saw some things yesterday about this online from different NBA sources and sites, feeling that maybe we're a little disenchanted with Okongwu. And Onyeka is still, at the end of the day, Carl, for all the things he's done well, he's still undersized and our front court just getting killed rebounding-wise.
Yeah, look, Steve said it. We got to get more physical. We do not have a true rim protector. It's not Porzingis, and I don't think he's here for the long term. 00 has played better. That's Onyeka Okongwu. But to your point, he's been day-to-day. I think he's been sick, Mike. So I don't even know if he's going to play tonight. And by the way, Steve Koonin alluded, like, you know, tonight starts with our coach. Guys, Joker's out. Like, Denver's a different team without Joker. So I hear you, and even if we win tonight, good win. They still got some really good players, but no Cameron Johnson, no Joker. Like, they've got some issues they're going through. So I'll slow my roll on that, Mike. I want to see where we are before we get to the trade deadline. And by the way, AD may need surgery with the injury he got last night, if you didn't see it. So this whole thing about trading for AD, and he said to us,
"This is wrist, right? His
it
hand?
Is
hand, wrist."
Right. But Koonin said, "Hey, it may not be at the trade deadline." Well, I agree with him. I don't think you're going to trade for a hurt AD at the trade deadline. You're going to wait until after the season's over.
I don't want to, you know, be mean spirited about it because I like the guy. Lord knows, Carl, I spent good money to watch him play center for the Pelicans, and of course he
didn't show.
Didn't play that night.
Yeah.
No, I was on a flight to Vegas. He was sitting right next to me. I mean, obviously he's kind of cool. Felt like Frodo and the Hobbit sitting next to that dude. But I like the guy's game, but I got to be honest. I have no interest in him because of the injury aspect of it. And I thought we want to get younger. I know, trying to find, there's not going to be young, established guys out there, but as far as looking for some height, but if we can trade, would you be interested in trading Okongwu? And depends what we get. And are you still willing to, and are the Hawks fans willing, to Steve Koonin's point, maybe not, to have the patience to let this thing continue to be younger?
Well, look, there's two things, and Mike, I'm sure this is a conversation for down the road. There's redundancy, and then there's they do the same thing. When you have two players that literally do the same thing, and there's no difference, usually what happens is one of those guys ends up leaving. One of those guys ends up being traded. Then you have similar players maybe that don't do enough of what you need. And that is where the upgrade needs to happen. I'm not telling you Okongwu is not being good. Guys, he's averaging 16, 17 points a game. He's having a really good year. But we are not a great rebounding team. And we certainly aren't a great defensive team. So if you're telling me as good as he is offensively and he's improved his three-point shooting, which he has, that's an area where we need to upgrade. On the wings, like you look at a guy like Vic Krejci and the kid we just picked up, the Corey Kispert, they're very similar players. Something's going to give. Like, you're not going to have two guys who literally do the same things. You can never have enough shooting, but again, has Luke Kennard lived up to it this year?
No, not even close.
No. So that's been something I think you got to look at this roster and say, what do we need? What do we need to improve? Rebounding, defense, that's obvious. The shooting part of this is, are your guards and your wings as good as you want them to be? The key pieces right now, Walker, Nikhil is killing it.
Going for 30 every night.
He's killing
it. Right? Him and Jalen.
And Jalen. Those are the two foundational pieces that you go, all right, We're really good there. Dyson Daniels, we know what he's capable of. We're not giving up his defense. But some of this other stuff, man, you got to figure out.
Trey went on social media. As we say, it's official now. He's going to be up in D.C. And as we said, guys, all week, and I've said this for years, you know, Trey was a phenomenon and may still be in this league. But the value that you put attached to Trey, other teams don't. That's evident in why he's in D.C. and what the Hawks got back for him. But as far as, you know, what he did when he was here, 2021, we'll always talk about that. They're rolling the dice. We talked about yesterday, taking a bow, center court at Madison Square Garden, beating the Sixers, maybe even taking the Bucks down to seven games if he doesn't get tangled up with a ref on the sideline. I mean, it was a great time. We never built on it. And then when we tried to fix things that needed, I don't know, maybe you had a problem which didn't really exist, is when the Miami Heat put a double team in Trey. Instead of getting better players and guys slashed to the basket and a better power forward, no, they said, we'll go get another point guard. And that's what DeJounte was. Now, the thing is, and we talked about this with Steve Koonin earlier, it didn't make sense, but Trey, as a young leader on this team, Nate goes to Oklahoma City, tells Trey, here's what they're thinking of doing. Trey signs off on it. And if you sign off on it, you got to see it through. And so 2 years later, Trey doesn't want to move without the ball. You know, I joked around with Carl. The reason he called me a hoe one time on Twitter, it was a night where he was actually letting DeJounte bring it up. And I said, there you go, more of that. Because I don't work for you, hoe. Actually, I don't work for you, hoe. And that was how that thing got rolling. So they had an open letter from Trey. He starts off with the Bible verse, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. That's from Jeremiah 29:11. And then Trey goes in and some of this stuff. And let me run it by you, verse by verse.
All right.
We did it earlier for guys who are just getting in their car. Never thought I would.
I don't like it, by the way, but go ahead.
Never thought I'd be typing this. The last few years weren't how I wanted them to be. Expectations that we created for ourselves, reaching heights that Atlanta has never reached before. Okay, nothing wrong with that so far, right?
No.
Bringing a championship to Atlanta was always my goal. I like that. However, between the injuries, the setbacks, and situations that didn't make sense, we never truly got to see our full potential. Okay, so far so good. I just talked about it. They did
sound more like Michael Jackson.
That is my Trey. My Luka is Boris Badenov. You'll hear Luka in a second. I don't mean to ruin this for you. You ever watched Rocky and Bullwinkle? That's my Luka. So my Trey is Michael Jackson. Thank you. Back to you, Carl.
The city that had raised me and taught me so much will always be a chapter in this story.
Yes, we should be.
However. Tito, get me a tissue. I'll get emotional in this part. The pain of staying the same eventually outweighed the uncertainty of change. Change is often met with fear, but I see it as another opportunity.
Okay. I mean, and that's cool. Nothing wrong with that. That's fine.
Get excited about your new opportunity.
I'm waiting for him to thank the fans.
And one of the worst
I'm waiting for him to thank his Hawks fans. Yeah.
What do you mean? Thank them.
You know, thanking the fans that have always had his back and say that we're too critical of him, those fans.
Yeah.
I'm walking into this next chapter ecstatic, with my head high and my eyes forward. It's time to see what's possible when the support is real. Oh, and the vision is clear. We move. Trey Young.
I mean, when the support is real, I mean, from the team. He always had support from the fans here.
Yeah, but you got to be clear on that. And look, I get it. Nice alleged thank you letter. There was no thank you. And look, I went in on this earlier for those who missed it. Be here at 2 o'clock. Be here at 3. Be here at 4. Mike, I said I'm not going to lose my voice over this because this pissed me off today. It just did. And it's driving me crazy that everybody's like, oh, this is cool. This is such a crazy. Where is the man? Y'all supported the hell out of me. When everybody was criticizing me and saying I wasn't this or that, you know what?
You guys always have my back.
You always. Where is that? Like, it's an afterthought. You know what this is? Wasn't my fault. That's what this is. That's what he's saying. Look, the organization, clear vision. Right. Oh, they didn't have it. They screwed my time up while I was there. Nevertheless, you know what? I prayed about it, Mike, and now I'm happy I've moved on. Come on, man. To just sometimes take the high road and be the guy to say, thank you, guys.
Right.
You know what? I appreciate it. And some people will say, well, when he thanked us for being a part of his journey, that was it. No. Can I hear Luka's thank you to Dallas, please?
Now, remember, Trey had a couple of weeks knowing this thing was coming. We even found out from Steve it was in the works for a couple of weeks. He got basically shipped out and was completely blindsided when Luka got sent to L.A.
Dear Dallas, 7 years ago, I come here as a teenager to pursue my dream of basketball at highest level.
Yes.
I thought I'd spend my career here and wanted so badly to bring you a championship. The love and support you have given me is more than I could ever dreamed of.
Stop right there! The love and support that you've given me is more than I could dream of. Thank you, Luka.
And his trait was a surprise too, not Trace.
Thank you, Orton. I just stated thank you for listening. For a young kid from Slovenia, Coming to U.S. for first time, you made North Texas feel like home.
Yes.
Although I wish you would give me more than one piece of cornbread with barbecue.
That was in there?
No, I made that part. In good times and bad, from injuries to NBA finals, your support never changed. Thank you not only for sharing my joy in our best moments,
okay,
but also for lifting me up
yes,
when I needed it most.
Yes.
To all the organizations I've worked with, to Dallas, to me, nobody cares about that. Dallas is a special place, and Mavs are special fans. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
That's all I wanted.
Luca.
Can I get that?
By the way.
Can I get that?
By the way, do gift cards expire that I still have? So, I mean, look, we said this earlier. Now, there's levels of fans, and there's always going to be somebody, and I get it, who never will, they don't literally understand what we're talking about. And that's,
by the way, this isn't for me.
Right.
This isn't for me. This is for all the folks that went down there and paid their money and bought the jerseys and supported Trey and went hardcore on people on social media about how to defend our star, right, Mike, when it, at times, and he's right, it wasn't his fault. But acknowledge that and acknowledge these people who had your back, bro. That's all. And by the way, all this star power with him dapping people up in you know, Gucci Row. Whoop-dee-doo!
Yeah. Well, that's it. I mean, Orin just bought his little man. You bought your son a Trey jersey, and you're paying for a new septic system.
Thank Very you. True, yes. So, priorities.
So again, as we said earlier, I mean, for some folks, you appreciate where we're getting at. We've already said this, guys. If you heard the first part of the conversation, the Hawks didn't do what they needed to do to build a good team around him. But Luka got blindsided with a trade that he never expected. And even if Luka is a fat, lazy guy, he still thanked the fans.
He did.
Okay. I mean, there's none of that. Which the closest we get from that is the city that raised me and taught me so much will always be a chapter in the... Say thank you. Ray, his dad writes a better thank you. You should let Ray write the thing. So it's just something, as we said, for the fans out there, you guys who specifically think that Carl and I were always too hard on Trey, where is his thank you to you?
That's all I'm saying.
Because Luka is thanking the people that stood up for him, or stood up for him, I should say, in Dallas. So that's where it's at.
I know, man. And by the way, has nothing to do with his play.
No, we're just talking about, look.
This has to do with, again, Orin, you're wrong for this. This has to do with how he acknowledges you.
No, again.
I'm done.
Day-Day, yeah, it's true. I mean, my Luka is Boris Badenov. Where is Rocky? Where is Flying Squirrel? I mean, that's my Luka. My Luka is Boris, and Tito, bring me a tissue. Quincy is such a harsh taskmaster in the studio. How many takes of Off the Wall do I have to sing? My father never supported me. He was so mean. Anyway, there you go. Day-Day just shaking his head.
Dukes is done.
A simple thank you, Trey, would do. That's not what you're about. Best of luck in D.C. Speaking for Steve, I say, Mazel Tov. Next, hey, Miami, the U got it done. Carson Beck couldn't do it at Georgia, but he just did it for the U. And I think Indiana's our only hope, unless you want to see the Hurricanes have another championship. We'll talk about it next.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
What a game last night, man. Looked like Miami was going to run away with it. It is Dukes and Bell, guys, and this hour of the show is brought to you by Jim Ellis Kia at Town Center, Kennesaw. Carl and I will be talking all about the championship game next week, and of course, we'll be talking about the NFL playoffs, which is going to be a monster week, and more on that coming up. But last night, let's hear it when Carson Beck, who left Georgia, and by the way, some of the stuff Herb Street was saying last night, who overcame such adversity? What? Well, he had a friggin' Lamborghini. He was dating one of the Cavender twins.
Yeah.
He didn't date adversity. He had a shoulder injury, and Kirby's like, maybe it's best if you leave. It's not adversity. He got paid $4 million. I can't stand Fowler on play-by-play, but here it is.
Three receivers bunch to the left. Beck is looking that way. And still looking. Takes off running. Carson Beck with his legs puts Miami on top. What a drive.
Unbelievable, man. Amazing job, Trinidad. I mean, we talked about just Carl. I'm so disappointed because I was actually really, physically, I'm like, yeah. Pulling for Ole Miss because I wanted them to get it done. And unfortunately, Trinidad Chambliss now is going to go to the NFL, and I'll be curious where he goes and how high he goes. And Combine will probably straighten that out a little bit. But he did a great job. Lacy, the running back, was basically on one leg. They had to go wrap him up and get him back out there.
And he had that long run.
Right. And that was the big thing where they run the up-tempo. So it looked like, and Miami did, it was almost like the Buffalo Bills when they lost the Super Bowl to the Giants in Super Bowl 21.
Yep.
And they had the 40 minutes of possession. Well, Miami won the game with the 40 minutes of possession. Should Ole Miss have slowed it down even more on that final possession?
Mm.
I mean, they were snapping the ball day-to-day with like 14, 15 seconds, and they gave Miami enough time for Beck to go down.
Mike, we talk about this. That's the problem with these up-tempo offenses. Sometimes you can't play any other way. It's why you need to have your quarterback under center. It's why you need to be able to slow down and be able to slow down the tempo. I'm with you. You brought this up. You said it felt like our Super Bowl, right, where we needed to run clock, run it all the way down, run the ball, and you allowed them to get the ball back with way too much time. Either way, man, congratulations to Carson Beck, Mike. I thought the kid was great last night. First half, 78% of his completion rate was. And then ends the night, two touchdowns, ran for one. He did throw the pick. But defining moment for him in his career right there to get them to the national championship. First time for Miami in two decades. If they win it, what's it mean for Carson Beck? Is he legendary down there?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, look, this dude has, and again, that drive which you just mentioned, I mean, absolutely amazing, making all the throws. He had some moments, some wobbly moments. The U had wobbly moments. They had some undisciplined play, the penalties, which cost him. I think if Ole Miss pounds that in for six, You know, instead of setting up the field goal, their kicker does doink one too, which he never does. Even if it's 60 yards, he's money.
Yeah.
So that hurt. But, yeah, Carson Beck did a great job. Miami, you know, and Cristobal, look, he's famous for kind of coming up short and doing some silly things. They got such athletes on both sides of the ball. That's why I don't know how you feel about tonight, but I think Indiana is the best chance to beat Miami. I think they'll eat Dante Moore alive with Oregon.
I like Indiana a lot. I just like the makeup. I like what they've been able to prove over the course of the season. When you beat the defending national champs for the Big Ten championship, that was a big moment. When they went to Oregon to win on the road, that was a big moment. But I just look at the domination. Like, the dominating play against Alabama, they slapped them. 407 yards to 193. Like, that's not even close. And then you start talking about, Mike, all right, how good is Indiana defensively? Well, they're second in the country in giving up only 10.3 points a game. So, you know, not only are they scoring, they're holding teams down. And you talk about rushing the ball tonight. Here's a big thing you can look for with this Indiana-Oregon matchup. If Oregon has more than 85 yards, Mike, they will have gone over the average of what Indiana gives up on average per game, 73 yards. They're holding teams down. Can Oregon truly run the football and be effective? If they cannot,
no.
You're putting it all on the shoulders of their young quarterback and saying, go beat this Indiana team. And I don't know if that's going to happen.
And Day-Day, we were talking about this earlier in the show, our producer and Oren, they got guys on the defensive side coming over to run the football now. They're so thin because of injuries and guys that got in the portal that Oregon is playing in the biggest game Dan Lanning's ever coached in, and his running backs are thin.
Yeah.
How about that? So they've had injuries. They're, you know, a guy had their most touchdowns is out. But still, it's going to come down to Moore. And I think Cignetti, yeah, is he a wacko? Is he creepy? I don't know. He's got different energy. It's okay. But this guy's a freaking stinking genius. And I took Oregon tonight, but I got regret on everything I picked. But I think Indiana gets it done. Maybe not the margin of victory we saw in Oregon, but they get it done.
Mendoza, again, projected to be the first pick potentially in the spring draft. 36 touchdowns, Mike, 6 picks. He leads FBS quarterbacks. That includes Carson Beck with the season Beck has had. Nobody's been better. But here's the key. He doesn't make mistakes. He doesn't give you the ball. He's not going to throw it to you, Mike. The 6 interceptions he's gotten, those haven't been necessarily him making, you know, errant mistakes. That's been tip balls, crazy things happening for the most part. I really like the fact that Indiana plays clean. And if you're right. Going into these games, last night, Miami had to overcome 10 penalties. 10. So you go in and you play clean like this, you play efficient like they have, they're going to be able to beat Oregon again.
Hey, man, this hour of the show, guys, brought to you by Jim Ellis Kia, Town Center, Kennesaw, onto the NFL playoffs. And by the way, Carl, this is an orgy of football.
I'm
this
sorry?
Week. It no, is. It's a lot of football.
Oh, what? Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I'm just saying, it's in this case, with the rain, you'll be a couch potato, man. You'll be a spud all weekend, never getting off the couch. College football Thursday and Friday. Everybody hates it. It was on Thursday and Friday.
Let's go.
The TV numbers are going to be insane from last night. They're going to be insane tonight.
It's a great game. So,
even though people hate the portal and everything it is, well, guess what? You know, you may have a team that didn't, as you said, didn't even win its conference, played in the championship. But guess what? You always knew the regular season was going to be irrelevant. You've turned college football into the NFL, for better or for worse. But that's the final we're going to get. Now, what about these playoffs, brother? We talked with BMAC. Bryant McFadden joined us from CBS Sports, 2-time Super Bowl winner. That interview is online at odyssey.com. Like everything else this weekend, Rams at Panthers. You think the Rams smoked the Panthers?
Next game.
All right, Packers at Bears, and this is one
Panthers shouldn't be. Mike, Panthers shouldn't even be here.
Hey, guess what? In the case, we'll just then hell with it. Then the Rams get it done. They had an ugly game earlier this year. Again, they've had a couple of clunkers. Against us, they had a clunker.
No, they have. Look, this is when they turn it on. Matthew Stafford has been great. Everybody who's Panthers fans, sorry. Yes, I'm disrespecting them. 10.5 is rich. I will say that for an NFL playoff game. But I believe the Rams are 10.5 better than the Panthers, even being on the road. So, yeah, that to me, I'm watching because it's the playoffs. But for me, the Rams should smoke the Panthers.
The one thing,
and that's how I feel.
We ran on the Rams, and they ran on the Rams, and they played earlier. Panthers beat them 31-28.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you're
and
we're
Stafford did not play well.
And Stafford didn't play well against us.
He didn't.
So we'll see. Because, and by the way, who is he? Is he still your MVP?
Yeah, man.
I mean, I know you'll never get an MVP from a team that didn't make the playoffs. so many other circumstances, Bijan could be in that mix.
You know,
in the 60s and 70s, the writers would have, it wouldn't be all just quarterbacks. Either way, so that's one of the games. And then the Bears and the Packers, if LaFleur loses, I still, and we talked to Steve Weiss about this, he think they'd be absolutely idiotic for the group that runs Green Bay to move him out. But LaFleur's offense has been hitting, let's be honest, it's been hitting the brakes a lot, Carl. It has not had the flow that it had earlier. Some of that is due to some of the injuries with the wide receiver, but Jordan Love is healthy enough to play.
Yeah, and they need him. This game I'm very interested in tomorrow night. A 1.5-point favorite for the Packers being on the road. Look, I think the Bears, this is your moment. I like the Bears to win this game. It could be a 1-point game, Mike, certainly a field goal game. But at the end of the day, I do think they're better right now than the Packers. They've been hot. They're playing really well. So that's where I'm at. I'd like the Bears in this game.
Also, guys, and we talked about this with Bryant McFadden, he likes Jacksonville. And the reason we like Jacksonville, speaking for Carl and I, is the inability consistently of Buffalo to stop the run. So Jacksonville's going to try to get that going, set play action up for Sunshine. Jacksonville is one of the hottest teams in the league the way they finished the season. Haven't lost since the second week in November. And Buffalo, man, a lot of Buffalo Bills fans making the trip down to Jacksonville, but this could be it for Sean McDermott, don't you think? If he doesn't get the job done.
Well, he's done. He's done. You've had your time. You've had the MVP. You've had arguably one of the top three quarterbacks in the league. 8 sacks, 2 interceptions against Houston. 5 sacks, 2 fumbles against Philly. 4 sacks, 2 interceptions, 2 fumbles against Atlanta. These are the issues with Buffalo. It's the common theme in their 5 losses. You know what it is? Pressure, turnovers. Think about our game. We pressured Allen, running around for his life. He turned it over. Houston did the same thing, Mike. Philly did the same thing. I think Jacksonville can do the same thing. So if you're going to say, hey, Bills, what is it that's going to take for them to win? Allen doesn't need to be under distress, and he will be, and he can't turn it over. In all 5 of their losses, he's done that.
And also Joe Brady's been mentioned. He's not as hot a candidate as he was. I don't think Joe Brady's all that good. I got to be honest with you. You know me, I always talk about James Cook. They don't use James Cook the way we use Bijan in the passing game, and they don't really have the most dynamic wide receiver core. So that's on them, but it will be interesting to see if there's a regime change in Buffalo. If they, you would be saying you missed your window. San Fran and the Eagles, I know you're not exactly a Brock Purdy fan.
No, I think the Eagles get it done here, man. Look, being at home.
What's the over-under for Jalen Hurts throwing yards? 200? 175? Yeah.
Correct. That's the issue. But I will say this. The only reason for me, and if Purdy goes up there and wins, it's huge. But the 49ers have been so banged up, man. And I just don't know. You know, you're talking about Trent being out, hurt. Right. He's been hurt. Their big left tackle. I am, and you're going up against, Mike, still a very formidable defense. I know the offense has sucked this year. Nobody's denying that about the Eagles. But here they are, 11-6, and they got a home game on Sunday. I still like their odds to go ahead and get this done.
All right, man. And then finally, wrapping things up, we do have a Monday night game. That we talked earlier about, you know, the Texans and Steelers' zone thing. But real quick, Chargers at Patriots. This would be Herbert going 0-3, as you brought up earlier, mm-hmm. as a playoff starter mm-hmm. in his career. Vrabel and Drake May. You like the Patriots at home in this one?
Hands down. Again, we talk about Indiana not being a fluke. This Patriots
New team, England -3.5.
This Patriots team's not a fluke either. And May's been one of the league's best at throwing the deep ball. They'll stretch the field. You know, you talk about MVPs. Mike, is he in the mix? Drake May's had a really good season. So 67 passes of at least 20 yards in the air. That's only second behind the guy that'll be playing in Carolina on Sunday or Saturday, and that's Matthew Stafford. They stretch the field. It's one of the things that they didn't do when Belichick was there those last few years, Mike. They didn't have those guys to do it. Now they've got a quarterback, and they've got a wide receiving core to do it. I like the Patriots a lot.
Drake May, I think Matt was, 37-5? But anyway, the year he won the MVP, Drake May is 31-8 as far as TDs to picks. But the numbers are insane for Stafford. Even with his bad performance against us.
He's the dude.
46 TDs, 8 picks, completion percentage 65. Got to be Stafford.
Anytime you throw for 40-plus... That's just on.
Anywho, so there you go. And basically, no reason to get off the couch this weekend. It's going to rain all weekend. Don't forget, we got the games. If you got to make a run to Home Depot or get in the car to go down to Publix or Kroger, we got all of the playoff games right here on 92.9 The Game, right? Right. So check it out. Thank you. All right, man. Great. I had fun today. Thanks for letting me run point. See, I can do this once in a while.
You're welcome, my friend.
No, Steve, his voice. I don't know what you did yesterday after the show. I mean, tonight, by the way, what are you drinking tonight? What are you sipping on? Any plans?
Something to help my throat.
Put some honey in it.
Here's what's crazy. My throat, be quiet, oh. My throat doesn't hurt. And I'm not sick in any way. I just literally today when we were doing our pre-show, I was like, man, I'm struggling here. So right. I'm going to shut up, enjoy football,
right.
Stuff my face to your point, and enjoy. And then Monday, I cannot wait to come back and talk about all this stuff, man.
And I would love by this time next week, and again, maybe we can, maybe we can't.
For our Falcons?
Yeah, because some of these guys are still involved in football. It's going to run. You might not get your coach or GM till a lot later than you expected, but the guy that interviewed for the president, I asked Carl, can you do day-to-day both the president and does the NFL, is that two separate interviews? Because Ian Cunningham is the guy that I talked about from the Bears from the jump. He's in Atlanta. He's talked with the Falcons today. We all presume Matt's going to get the presidency of this thing. I'd love him to be the GM.
Well, Mark Raimondi just tweeted that keep an eye on Cunningham should Matt Ryan get the GM job, I mean, get the president job, keep an eye on the Falcons potentially looking at Cunningham for the GM job.
I love it. And if we go get, you know, again, everybody wants Clint Kubiak. We're all a little lukewarm on Harbaugh just because there was a report from Cleveland today that Harbaugh wants to control everything. He wants personnel departments saying
everything. I still want to talk to him, Mike. All right. I still want to talk. You just don't go,
you can't not talk. You cannot not talk to John Harbaugh.
Still want to talk to him.
When you talk about a guy who's, again, where have we been the last 8 years? Where has he been the last 8 years? And if you missed it earlier, we played the audio of Todd Monken saying, it's my fault. I did it. That Monken didn't do enough. And, you know, basically, and some of the reports he also added in a radio interview are not on point about what happened in Baltimore. There's been a lot of talk about a soap opera in Baltimore. He says that's not the case. But what do you expect him to say? All right, man, let's get the heck out of here and clear our throats. I go first because it's your show, pal. You're the point man. All right, DJ Lagway. That's what LSU's got to settle for. Ole Miss is talking to DJ Lagway, maybe, because he's interested in Ole Miss. He looked at Florida State. He said, nah, I'll pass. And the former Florida quarterback that has such high expectations that never really panned out for Billy Napier, maybe he winds up in Oxford. You know, since the Washington quarterback did the whoop, okey-doke, Lane Kiffin, man, he might find that hot seat starts immediately at LSU, where they're expecting him to be playing in this championship game as early as next year. The portal and the QBs. I don't know if Lane's going to pull an ace up his sleeve, but who's the quarterback for LSU next year?
It's a good question. They better figure it out. It might be some guy we've never heard of who might have a mustache and a beard and be way older than he actually is. Hey, no SEC teams in the national championship. Ole Miss had their chance last night. They didn't get in. Georgia hasn't won a playoff game since they beat TCU for the national championship game. I know it's hard to believe, even though they've been in the playoffs. Point is, guys, parity's real. Alabama, you don't even trust your coach. We will not see another team in this age of college football run the table 2, 3, 4 years in a row. It's not going to happen. Indiana's proof of that. And, oh, by the way, so is Miami. After that long drought, here they are. So college football's changed. Let's just accept it, enjoy the games, and take it for what it is. Hey, if you love the show,
tell your friends.
If you don't,
you're on Zillow right now looking at houses in Prince George's County.
Come on.
So I've learned that love's not possession. And I've learned love won't win. Love needs expression, but I learned to wait. Tito, get me some tissue.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.